With that, I'll move on next to the mayor's report, and it's fairly short. I'll read it here. We're seeking letters of interest for people interested in serving as board member to the Southeast Alaska Power Authority for calendar year 2026. The Borough Assembly will appoint one voting member and one alternate to be on the SEPA board. Letters of interest should be submitted to the clerk at borough offices located at 12 South Nordic Drive by sending to P.O. Box 329, Petersburg, Alaska 99833, or by emailing to bregula@petersburgak.org. Last item is, again, seeking letters of interest. The Petersburg Borough is accepting letters of interest for citizens who wish to serve the community by filling one vacancy seat on the school board until the October 2026 election. Again, letters of interest should be sent to the borough clerk, either delivered personally or sent to bregula@petersburgak.gov. And that's all. I'd like to add one other item that Mr. Hagerman and I attended a SEPA meeting last week. We'll have a full report the next go around. But while I was there, I had a chance to spend some time with Representative Bynum from House District 1 and with Senator Sullivan's aide in Ketchikan. And I thought those sessions went well, and I'll have some more information at the next meeting. And with that, I'll move on to the manager's report.
Thank you, sir. With the new qualifications for the sales tax exemption card, and we've got a bit of a concern with the state of Alaska's approval process, we're encouraging all seniors that are waiting to hear back from the state on their approval status to apply for the borough sales tax exemption card by filling out the new borough application and remitting any correspondence from the state that your application is currently being considered. The borough application was mailed last week to all seniors with prior cards, but also can be found on the borough's website or at the finance office. The borough would like to document how long it is taking the state to approve eligibility for the state senior benefit program. The documentation is helpful in deciding if the borough assembly needs to approve a resolution or a temporary sales tax exemption card for those waiting for a determination on eligibility from the state. So we're working through that. Jody and her staff are keeping a close eye on it. Our big windstorm a while back, we had some damage up at the ball field. We've gotten a quote for about $11,000 to fix the damage. We don't have the money right now. We're working with Little League. We have a contract with Little League. They're supposed to have insurance to cover things like this. Unfortunately, their insurance didn't cover acts of God. So we're trying to figure out how we can help them and you know, work through what they need to get that field back in repair and back in use. In October, the library hosted an art show featuring 50 submitted pieces. The opening event drew more than 80 attendees. A portion of the art sales will benefit the Petersburg Library Art Education Endowment. Youth basketball season is wrapping up, and we are headed into the all-star phase with the Wrangell youth basketball team coming over here and us going there. Huge thank you to all the coaches that came forward to assist this year and all of those that took on other needed positions. Petersburg will be in Wrangell on November 8th and Wrangell and Petersburg on November 15th. Viking Swim Club will be hosting the November Rain on the weekend of November 14th through the 16th. Please check with Parks and Rec about the Aquatic Center schedule for pool and sauna use. We got our bid for the Aquatic Center sewer repair. Was not good news. It came in much higher than we had budgeted. The engineer's estimate was about $750,000. The bids came in at $1.2 million. So we're going back through the engineering side of it to see if there's things we can cut, and I'll keep you informed as we make headway on that. Thank you to Public Works for the man lift, which allowed us to get the community center building pressure washed. And Power and Light recently hired Frontier Trees to remove some problem trees in the community. The most recent was at 302 Hagen Drive, and the process went very well. The generator pad was recently formed and poured for Scow Bay Generator Number 2. Now we wait for curing to achieve proper compression strength before moving the generator into place, thanks to Rainforest Contracting for the concrete work. Power and Light received the Versa 2 temporary structure that the department will erect around Generator 2 for the winter. Some parts were incorrect, but the supplier, Northern Enterprises, has addressed this, and the correct parts are on the way at no additional cost. Power and Light continues to work with Dawson Construction to finalize a contract for the design build aspects of the Scout Bay Generator Project. And Southeast Conference and the Alaska Heat Smart have announced that the ACES, Accelerating Clean Energy Savings Program, that offers substantial rebates for heat pump installations, has received final approval from the EPA. Power and Light will be posting program information on the Borough website and Facebook pages. Power and Light is a new citizen work request form as part of the Borough's website. Go to Power and Light's webpage and fill out the report and issue form to bring any number of non-emergencies, electrical-related issues to Power and Light's attention. Please note that for emergency situations like power outages or down power lines, please call Power and Light at 907-772-4203 or the Police Department at 772-3838. The Petersburg Police Department participated in the PIA-hosted Trick or Trunk. Officers handed out glow necklaces again during Halloween. And the streets crew has been winterizing fire hydrants and equipment for the winter months. Bear straps for garbage cans continue to be available at Public Works. These are available to sanitation customers free upon request. We did receive the two sample bear-resistant refuge carts. They have been placed into service for testing and compatibility with our collection trucks. Streets crew are continuing the construction of a road and pad for two new disposal cells within the landfill. The first cell will be used for biosolid disposal. The second will be used for demolition debris. Maintenance staff assisted a technician from Johnson Controls in repairs to the sprinkler system pump, the replacement of check valves at the Baylor facility, and the replacement of a backflow preventer in the library sprinkler system. Building maintenance and Apex Refrigeration have found a way to isolate the broken heat pump in this building to allow them to replace the condenser while maintaining heat to the building with a fully operational unit. Last weekend, we experienced a communication failure between the water plant and the control valve supplying water to the distribution system. They temporarily reestablished the communication using radio frequency, but expect a reliable fiber communication system to be completed this week. Staff continue to conduct a leak survey of our water distribution system as time allows. And pump station 4 in the Force Main upgrade project, the control room addition is under construction and existing building modifications are ongoing. Siding has been received and is ready to install. Electrical engineer Mark Morris made a site visit this week for inspection and to consult with the electrical subcontractor. The new wastewater discharge permit goes into effect on November 1st. Justin continues to update operational procedures to ensure the utility continues to exceed minimum testing requirements. PEDC and the Harbor hosted the community in discussions regarding the Scow Bay Workyard project. I think it went really well. And staff and I continue to discuss the proposed ACL small cruise ship dock project. We owe them a response this week. We met last week and we're down to a couple items that are still outstanding. Reminder to boat owners, harbor staff will be cleaning up floats of water hoses and clutter to make way for snow removal and to call the harbor office with boat watching information as vessel owners start to travel out of town. Harbor maintenance finalized work on the South Harbor fire line and replaced joints that have been leaking. The fire line is up and running. I started negotiations with Dave Omer on the sales contract for the lots, the assembly. So we'll go back and forth a little bit on that, but we're making headway. And I will begin the discussion with Title Network as instructed by the assembly. We're waiting on a cost estimate on what, or not a cost, a value estimate on what the property is worth here in town. And so I have something to work with when I talk to him about pricing. And that's it, unless there's questions.
Any questions for the manager? Okay. Member Mucci?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. I have two. One of them is regarding the wastewater discharge permit. Is that part of that diffuser that is out at Sandy Beach?
No, different product, but yes, we still have that diffuser issue to work okay. on. Yes.
Okay. And the other one is about the bear resistant refuge carts. Are we going to have some type of game cam up there so we can see how they do with bears?
I don't think we've talked about that. It's an option, I suppose. What we're really worried about trying to figure out is, will these cans work with our trucks, and can a bear, knocking them over is no big deal if they stay shut. Right. So anyway, I'll talk to Aaron and see if there's possible to do bear cams or of some sort. But reality is, if we find these carts turned over and nothing coming out of it, it's a win. So, but anyway, well, I'll talk about it.
Sure, just a follow-up question, Mr. Mayor. Where are those garbage cans at? Just so if somebody wanted to go look at them, where would they be at? Thank you.
Member Rule, or Director Rule.
Received two of these bear cans from Northland Products. One of them we put up in the Clinkett Ida subdivision. That homeowner does have a
thank you. That homeowner does have security cameras on their home. The other can we decided to place at the Public Works yard. And we also have security cameras in that area.
Thank you. Thank you.
Any other questions from assembly members? Okay. Hearing none, I'll move on here. There's nothing on unfinished business, so we'll move to new business. Under new business, the first item is Ordinance 2025-14, an ordinance amending the official zoning map for Service Area 1 of the Petersburg Borough 2-1. Rezone with a condition precedent, Government Lot 21, Parcel 01-010-430, from open space recreational to single-family mobile home, and two, to rezone Lot 4, Lot A, Skylark 2 subdivision, plat number 90-14, from single-family residential to open space recreational, and Government Lot 13, Parcel 01-010-412 from public service, public use to open space recreational. This is the first reading. If adopted in three readings, Ordinance 2025-14 will rezone the above parcels in connection with the sale of Government Lot 21 to Skylark Park LLC under Resolution 2025-20. The rezoning of Lot 21 is to allow for the planned development. The rezoning of Lot 4 and Government Lot 13 is to create open recreation space adjacent to the planned development. The condition precedent to the rezone of Government Lot 21 is the completion of the sale to Skylark Park LLC. If the sale is not timely completed, Government Lot 21 would maintain its current zoning. And with that, could I have a motion to approve this rezoning?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved by Member Stanton Graeger, second by Member Mucci. Discussion.
Thank you, Member. Mr. Mayor. I'll obviously be voting yes. I just wanted to once again recognize all the work from staff and the boroughs to get this crawling along and hopefully getting towards completion. So again, thank you to all involved for the laborious effort this has taken. Thanks.
Okay. Any other comments from assembly members? Okay, with that, would the clerk please call the roll?
Member Martin?
Yes.
Member Schwartz?
Yes.
Member Newman?
Yes.
Mayor Lynn?
Yes.
Member Mucci?
Yes.
Member Stanton Graeger?
Yes.
Member Valentine?
Yes.
Okay. The motion passes with all members voting yes. item B, Ordinance 2025-14, an ordinance of the Petersburg Borough adjusting the fiscal year 2026 budget for known changes. And if approved in three readings, this supplemental budget will make changes to the following funds. And I'll read them here. Close out Fund 745, auto meter reading capital project by transferring the remaining $15,901.75 to Fund 763, the electric grid resiliency capital project fund. Budget $78,000 in revenue from PIA for the Banana Point Breakwater Improvement Project per Resolution 2025-21. Budget $61,000 for engineering expense in the wastewater fund, not to exceed $61,000 for time and material to prepare bid-ready documents for repairs to the outfall pipe in Frederick Sound. budget $25,000 in the wastewater fund to purchase one replaceable variable frequency drive due to failure of the existing unit at pump station 5 and rebuild the two failed pumps to serve as backup units for future operational needs. A memo from Director Moreau regarding the VFDs is attached. Last is budget item $195,000 in expense for new light poles for the downtown street light capital project. The $195,000 in cash is already reserved in this capital project fund for this purpose. Do I have a motion to approve these changes?
So move.
Second.
Okay. Moved by, I think it was Member Mucci, and seconded by Member Stanton Gregor. With that discussion, and I believe there's a, in to each of the assembly members, there is a proposed change, a motion to change.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
I would move that we amend this ordinance 2025-15 to increase the engineering appropriation for the outfall pipe project from $61,000 to $66,000. This adjustment reflects the inclusion of the construction cost estimate by the engineer, which is necessary for proper fund appropriation.
Second.
Okay. Moved by Member Stan Gregor, seconded by Member Schwartz. And discussion on the amendment. Member Mucci.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just some clarification for myself. So that means that this change here, that whole project for the diffuser is going to be $66,000. That will include the pieces for the equipment as well as the engineering work?
Through the mayor, I wish it was that simple.
Okay.
This is actually just to get the engineering done and get an estimate of what the cost will be to do the project.
Thank you.
Okay. Other questions from the assembly? Okay. Hearing none, would the clerk please call the roll?
Member Newman?
Yes.
Member Stanton Gregor?
Yes.
Mayor Lynn?
Yes.
Member Schwartz?
Yes.
Member Valentine?
Yes.
Member Martin?
Yes.
Member Mucci?
Yes.
And that motion passes 7-0. With that, I'll move on to the election of the vice mayor.
Sir Mayor,
okay.
If I may.
Go ahead.
Now we're back to the main motion as amended.
You're correct.
No worry. Not a problem. I got you back.
Glad you picked that up.
No problem.
Okay. Would you call the roll on the main motion?
Mayor Lynn?
Yes.
Member Martin?
Yes.
Member Mucci?
Yes.
Member Valentine?
Yes.
Member Schwartz?
Yes.
Member Newman?
Yes.
Member Stanton Gregor?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for picking that up. I was moving on here.
Very welcome.
Next item is the election of vice mayor. Under the charter, at this point in time, there is a number of appointments, one of them being the election of a vice mayor. And with that, without objection to the assembly, I'd like to appoint Member Stanton Gregor as vice mayor. This appointment would take place immediately and remain in place for the duration of the current term. Without objection, if somebody wants to nominate somebody else, they're certainly welcome to. Okay. Hearing none, then Assembly Member Stanton Gregor is the vice mayor. And with that, I have some appointments to the seats to make. And I'll move on here. I want to appoint at this point in time for Southeast Conference. We have in the past, last year, Mayor Jensen was a voting member and Member James Valentine was the second one. This year, I would like to appoint, without objection from the assembly, I would like to appoint Member Jeff Mucci as a voting member and Member James Valentine as a second. And again, with that, Member Mucci is the voting member and Member Valentine is the second member to this. The Alaska Municipal League is normally is the mayor, and I would allow myself put myself on that position, and I would ask that the manager be my backup on that. Moving on again, Harbor and Ports Advisory Board. I'd like to appoint member Rob Schwartz to that position for this coming year. Okay. Again, hearing no objection, I'll move on here. Hospital Board Liaison. I've been the liaison in the past, but that needs to move now. And I would like to appoint member Bob Martin as our representative on to the hospital board as liaison. Okay. Okay. Again, Assemblymember Martin, you are now the liaison. Public Service Advisory Board Liaison. I would like to appoint Scott Newman to that position. Moving to the next one, the Local Emergency Planning Committee, elected official representative. I would like to also put Scott Newman, Assemblymember Newman, on that position. Okay. Last item, which we won't, we'll select at some later date, is SEPA. And so with that, I'll move on. The next item on the is the appointment. Our borough charter calls for a parliamentarian, and we have never done that. I'm sorry. You have a question? The clerk has a question.
Can you hear me now? Okay. So Director Cabrera just pointed out we do need to appoint someone to the PEDC, the Economic Development Council, from the Assembly to represent the Assembly on that board.
Yeah, I think in the past that Member Valentine has been on that.
Okay.
And I would say that I think he should continue.
Thank you.
Thank you. Moving on, I was going with a parliamentarian. With that, the code required, we haven't done this in the past, but the code, our code really does require it. And so without objection, I would appoint Assembly Member sitting next to me here, Stanton Greger, to that position. He's already, he's already corrected me twice, so that's okay.
be patient with me as I continue to learn in that role, so be patient when I miss.
Letters of interest for board appointments is the next item on the agenda. There was three open seats. And I'll start, first of all, with the Harbor Ports Advisory Board. Andy Kittums is putting in his name to fill that seat. Is without objection from the Assembly, I would appoint Andy to the Harbor and Ports Advisory Board. Okay, moving on, Public Safety Advisory Board. John Lichtenberger has put in his name. He's the only person, and without objection from the Assembly, I would put John Lichtenberger on that board. Last item is the Planning Commission. In the Planning Commission, we've had two people put in their names, Mr. Raleigh Cook, who's in the audience here, and Micah Klein, I think, I think she was in the audience. Any rate, without objection from the Assembly, I would select Micah Klein to fill that position. Okay, seeing none, Micah, you are now on the Planning Commission. The next item on the agenda is Utility Director Hire. Manager Griesbeck and Utility Director Hegerman request approval to hire Stephen Harbor for the position of Utility Director beginning December 30th, 2025 at an annual salary of $160,000. Director Hegerman will be retiring in July of 2026. Do I have a motion to approve the hire?
So moved.
Second.
Okay. It's been moved by Member Stanton Greger and seconded by Member Mucci. Discussion.
Yes, please.
Yes.
Just briefly, since Carl will be retiring in July of 2026, speaking as a member of the public and an Assembly member, I'm glad, Carl, that you're able to find your candidate of choice here we are in early November of 2025 to give you guys plenty of overlap together, because I think that'll be really important, because of course it's a big position. So I'll obviously be voting yes. I'm just glad you found your candidate sooner rather than later.
Any other comments? Assembly Martin?
Director Hagerman gave me a great tour last week of the power plant, hydropower out the road and everything, Scow Bay, and there's just a lot going on. I'm just really glad we got Steve and then a chance to double up for 6 months. And thank you, Steve.
Other comments from assembly members? I would just add one is that the manager and director, or utility director Hagerman planned for a 6 month transition. So the funding is there to take care to provide that overlap. And I agree with Assembly Member Martin, is it's absolutely necessary in this particular position. So with that, would the clerk please call the roll?
Vice Mayor Stanton Gregor?
Yes.
Member Valentine?
Yes.
Member Schwartz?
Yes.
Mayor Lynn?
Yes.
Member Martin?
Yes.
Member Newman?
Yes.
Member Mucci?
Yes.
Thank you all very much.
Okay, and with that, I'm going to move on, and we now have a new utility director. And thank you, manager and utility director Hagerman, for bringing that forward.
Mr. Mayor, I'm sorry if I just want to say this out loud. Stephen doesn't start until December 30th of 25. We're just trying to make sure we have this as such a difficult position to fill properly. And
yes.
Then the first roughly 3 to 4 months, Carl will still be in charge. Stephen will be piggybacking and learning. And then Carl will still be here for the second half of that 6 months with Stephen taking over the day-to-day management and Carl filling in holes. And so we've tried to think of everything we could, but it's a moving target. So if you have any concerns whatsoever, I'm sure Carl, myself, or Steve Harbor would be happy to answer them if it comes down to it. But it is, we've got it laid out pretty well. So thank you for letting me.
Thank you. And Utility Director Hagerman's ready to re-up again if you need him.
We're working on that.
Yeah. Thank you. Next item on the agenda was request for a work session. Assembly Member Mucci requested that the Assembly schedule a work session open to the public to hear a presentation from Tidal Network regarding the proposed communication towers in Petersburg. This session would provide an opportunity for both the Assembly and the community to learn more about the project and ask questions. Do I have a motion to approve that work session?
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Been moved by Member Schwartz and seconded by Member Valentine. Discussion. Member Mucci.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I asked to have this on the agenda. One of the first, I've only been back on here for a couple of meetings, and so I respect all the work everybody's done in the past getting to where we are now, but one of the first notices I got from the city manager is whether or not I wanted to talk about this more, if I needed more information, and I didn't know exactly where the Assembly was on taking a position on cell towers, either pro or against them. And in the meantime, since we've been talking about it for the last month, there's more and more people who have some concerns about where cell towers are going in Petersburg. And we've heard members of the community talking about, well, maybe there should be some type of guidelines for where cell towers can go in relation to residential neighborhoods. Right now, I don't think we have anything on the books, but I wanted to throw it out there to see if there was any interest. I mean, I know Tidal Network has made a presentation to the borough, but I've heard several stories about that the presentation wasn't that, it could have been done a little bit more. More information could have been shared. And obviously there's continued support within the community and or people who live out the road about this issue. You know, having said that, I know there's cell towers in town. There's one behind the gym. There's one up on Hungerford Hill. Everybody has a cell phone strapped to their ear from time to time throughout the day. And I know there's issues out there, but this seems to be an issue that a lot of people are kind of concerned about. And when I first was putting this idea together, I thought, oh, maybe we should include PIA in that discussion. But where we are now is this, whether or not the borough wants to have a work session. And I'll leave it at that. Thank you.
Any other member Schwartz?
Yeah, I'm glad Jeff put it on here. It's a dynamic world. It's changing very quickly. And there's conflicting information and there's conflicting viewpoints with this, but I agree with them. There's enough concern. You know, we're in a position, I don't know about everybody else, can't speak for them, but you want to gather as much information as you can before you make a decision. And people are not just concerned about themselves, but for their children, their families, and so forth. And it's a very important decision. But this meeting was, I don't know if it's well-timed, but I don't know if there was a better time because it all came so quickly. So anyway, that's where I'm at.
Okay. Other comments from assembly members? Member Stan Greger.
Yeah, just briefly, for those listening at home who are not particularly familiar with zoning, community member Merrigan brought up some interesting points that I think were very valid. The way right now things are drawn up, as it was for borough formation, is if I was so inclined, which I'm not, but if I was so inclined, and as the assembly was, we could not forbid a tower at Papke's the way the zoning was drawn up. That's the way that is. We do not have regulatory authority. I know you spoke of many options, such as service areas. There are some options. That's where one tower is going to be located. The other one, I believe, is on Mill Road. Is that correct? On zoned industrial, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah.
Yeah, so again, those listening at home, that's consistent with that. Right now, where the process is, there's one remaining tower they're looking to locate, potentially by the fire hall. And I believe it was Member Marsh who had asked some questions in September of Tidal Network. And I appreciated Tidal Network being very thorough in regards to that. Was that the second meeting in September, Steve, or the first one where we gave you the direction to negotiate the sale of that land? I apologize for forgetting.
Yeah, I September. Not sure either, but September.
And
yeah.
My only concern right now, and I don't think it has to be prohibitive, is having a work session to, it could feel like a bad faith negotiations to have a make Tidal Network feel like maybe this is not something that community is into, and I don't know if we are or not, but on the heels of approving the manager to negotiate a sale, I don't think that's what anyone here is trying to insinuate, that it's bad faith, but it could feel a little bit that way to me to maybe back out of something we're already negotiating on. Just a consideration on that one. I just want to give some data points for some of the other pieces outside of service area one for those listening at home. That's all. Thanks.
The manager, if you would, Tidal Networks, this goes back for quite a few months. Can you give us kind of the assembly, particularly for the new members, kind of a brief overview of what's been done, what's been going on in the past, and where we are in what the direction was from the assembly to you?
I can try. Liz is probably going to have to bail me out. So Tidal Networks approached the borough about this project. It's a Tlingit and Haida project through a federal grant to expand particularly internet access, not cell phone, but internet access. That's an important distinction for, you know, underserved communities. They looked and they worked very hard throughout the town working with Liz and staff trying to find locations. Two of the locations are outside service area one in the sense of you know, or areas that we have private property is what it amounts to. And the borough currently has no ordinances that would stop that. The third tower, which the assembly addressed, is near the fire hall. The assembly listened to the presentation from Tidal, and approved the application for them to move forward with the sale of some borough property near the fire station for the purpose of a tower. You instructed me to go negotiate with Tidal Network, and I have not done that as of yet because we're actually waiting to get a valuation. The property needs to be subdivided, so we had to have our assessor look at it and try to come up with a value that would allow me to actually go to negotiate for a deal. Once I have that price tag, I'll work with the borough attorney on a sales contract with Title Network, unless that is changed by the assembly. So, so at this point, the only thing the borough is working on is the tower by the fire hall. So, Liz, what did I miss? Get wrong, I should say.
Through the mayor, just so you know, for tower on Mill Road, that property is zoned industrial, so it's a by right use, the way the borough's interpreted the code, meaning that they don't need anything special. You don't need to go to the planning commission for that. We don't have to hold public hearings. You just need a building permit. So just to make that distinction, and of course, outside of service area one, we have no zoning in place. So private property can be used for any legal use, right? And that's pretty much it. The property that Title's looked at around the downtown, around the Hammers and Fire Hall area, you know, it needed to be either commercial property or industrial property because a tower would not be allowed at residential property. The tower that's there behind Hammers is on commercial property. That's why it was allowed there. The question about the sale of the property, that actually, that hearing was actually held in August before the Planning Commission. So it's sort of been on the docket since then. So I think those are the only other things I would add.
Any other questions from the assembly before we go? Member Mucci?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yeah, I'm not against, you know, putting Steve negotiating with Title on that property up at the up by the fire hall, but I think it would be interesting, you know, Jerry Merrigan brought up a good point. I mean, if there are people out the road that would like to see some guardrails put on private property that might house a cell phone tower, I think maybe this could be an opportunity to start that conversation. I think it's also interesting to talk about the platting authority for the borough. I think we need to cross that bridge sooner than later. I think it's out there. And I think it's the cell phone towers, the issues with the cell phone towers are gonna give us the opportunity to talk about that. And I, you know, the work session, well, I didn't put a date on here. I mean, I'd be willing to, you know, wait until the first part of December to put this work session together because, you know, there have been some interesting conversation points brought up about what would it cost to extend the services outside service area one. I mean, that's going to be one of the big things for the assembly to look at because we're all aware that when the budget process is moving forward, we're going to be looking for things to cut, not to add. And, but I mean, I think it's a legit question for the assembly is, what do we want to do out there? We've heard from several people who live out at Papke's, and during the election cycle when I was, there were several people who live out at Papke's who would like to see a little bit, a few guidelines put on so that things might, I don't know if the words, you know, things might put some guidelines on what can be built up there and how tall a tower can be and things like that. So I think we're at a point here where we can continue the conversation going with negotiation up there at the fire hall, but still give us an opportunity to look at extending the services outside service area one. So thank you.
Through the mayor.
Yeah.
I just wanna, and again, Liz can correct me, the process of creating a service area, if we got it done in less than 2 years, I'd be surprised. And that's not a reflection on Liz. It's just, it's an amazingly difficult process. And it would not happen timely enough for the Title Networks folks. So so I guess that's the tough part is the assembly has instructed me to negotiate with them. They're expecting to be negotiated with. If the assembly wants to go a different direction on saying, we don't want that tower there, we probably need to be upfront with them. And because it's not gonna be something in two meetings we can have ready for you to, so anyway, I'm just trying to be open about the process of forming a service area is just not an easy thing. And we've never done it. You know, That's not something that Liz or I have done here. So it would be a long, lengthy process and involves a lot of polling of people out there and voting. And anyway, I just want to make sure everybody understands. If you want to go that direction, then we probably owe Title Networks a response to saying, slow down.
Member Stan Greger.
Yeah, just briefly, Mr. Mayor, for those listening at home, I'll be voting no on this, not because I don't think lots of information is important. I just feel like the questions I needed answered were given, and I also don't want to run the risk of looking like a bad faith, of having the manager be a bad faith negotiator. So just for those listening at home, that's my logic.
Other. Member Martin.
I'm just getting up to speed on this, but the only thing we really can control right now is the sale of that land up by the fire hall, and we already voted for it. And I am impressed to see this many people come and fill up chambers with concerns, but not enough to reverse that decision to sell the land. And from what I gather, beyond that, the FCC has complete authority over the health concerns issue, and we could be sued for denying equipment based on health concerns once that reaches our regulation authority. So since I'm not willing to revisit that vote, I am reluctant to encourage a work session. Thanks.
Okay. Member Newman.
Yeah, this came up when I was on the previous assembly, and it became apparent to me that, you know, there was a similar situation that happened in Sitka, but they had an ordinance in place, and we do not have an ordinance in place. And I have to admit, I feel like we kind of fast-tracked this thing. It seemed relatively... you know, a benign issue, I guess, not an issue to really have significant concerns, health concerns for people. But as time went on, then more people started voicing, as I think, as they started to learn what was happening. And by then, we had already approved the sale of the land to PIA for the tower. So kind of at this point, I feel like we're kind of echoing Assemblymember Martin's points that we could potentially be in some legal peril if we stop everything right here, and we're playing with some pretty big players. I do appreciate all the community members that have talked to me about this. I do think that a work session may have been a good forum for people to get more information, but when Title Network talked to us in August, I feel like they gave an excellent presentation, and it, it's a really difficult situation, but I'm going to vote no for this, just by virtue of the fact of we're putting ourselves in some legal peril, and we don't need to be in any major litigation with a major company. Thank you.
Other comments from assembly members? Member Valentine.
I was unfortunately not here during those August and September. I was in Juneau having my baby, which I'm stoked about. But anyhow, as the time has gone on, and I kind of listening to everybody, it's very clear the public just doesn't want it. And hearing that as an assembly member, to backtrack seems like very difficult, and maybe we shouldn't. But it does, as an assembly member, we can still do our best to maybe ask Title Network to put it in the far corner or something like that, to ask in good faith with Title Network to, like, hear what the public has to say, because it's still moving forward, that we are like, okay, there's so much concern here, what can you do to help with us to help mitigate the public? And I think that that's where our voice should be put at least at this point. So a work session for this. I feel like I've heard a lot from the community already of what really their concerns are. So I feel like I don't really think I need to hear any more, but as an assembly member, having heard that, to move forward, trying to listen to that and then add it towards the sale with Title Network to maybe help move it or, you know, whatever it is. So anyways, thanks.
Member Nucci, I think you had your...
Sure. Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. So as an assembly, can we charge the planning and zoning with maybe bringing us some recommendations to limit where...
We could, but I have a different option I'd like to go with, but I'd like to talk about that in a little bit. Yes.
Sure. That's fine. That's what I was curious about, whether or not we could give planning and zoning the direction to bring us some recommendations about cell phone towers in residential areas. That's what I'm thinking.
Sorry, Member Newman.
Just one more comment. I do feel like we need to just touch in on exactly what Assembly Member Mucci was talking about, considering an ordinance moving forward so that we can regulate and control any future development.
So we're talking about in service area one.
Exactly. Yes, yes, yes. Exactly. Good point.
Any other comments from assembly members? I'm going to make a couple of comments. We've been talking about, I appreciate Mr. Merrigan coming forward with those. We've been talking about this issue between a number of the directors. And it's not an easy issue we're going to solve overnight. And I totally agree with Liz and with the manager. We need to put some service areas into effect before we sell lands off island and before we even go forward. And that's not an easy job. And so I would propose on that, I'd like to follow up on what Mr. Merrigan said at some later date, I'd propose a workshop that we simply directed at that subject, because to bring all assembly members along, it's not an easy way. And that'll be next year. I'd like to propose that, to do that. And I'm also going to vote no against this for a couple reasons. First of all, I had a chance to talk with some electrical engineers last week. I don't see the issues related to the health issues that were talked about. And the second of all is that we've had three meetings now with information available. And I agree with the assembly members that there was a good presentation made. I don't see, from my perspective, I don't see us anything that we could move forward with other than what the assemblies just talked about that would help us. So I'm also going to vote no. And with that, would the clerk please call the roll?
Member Schwartz?
Yes.
Member Martin?
No.
Member Mucci?
Yes.
Mayor Lynn?
No.
Vice Mayor Stanton Gregor?
No.
Member Valentine?
No.
Member Newman?
No.
And the motion fails with a 5-2 vote here. And with that, there will not be a work session on with Title Networks. I'm going to move on to communications. All the communications are in the packet that we received since the last meeting. And moving on, assembly discussion items, assembly member comments. Okay, Member Martin.
I didn't get a chance to thank everybody who did put their names in to fill these seats, and especially Raleigh there. I think he'll get on, just like he said, he'll get on somewhere. And I just want to thank everybody who came today.
Any other comments? I have a couple comments I want to talk about. I've asked one of the issues that came up during the assembly member forum had to do with housing. And there was a lot of discussion you know, that, well, we need to do more, but the question was, is what is more and how do you define affordable housing, as the manager said. With that, I've asked the, I think that the assembly needs to hold a work session to move that forward. I've asked the clerk to canvass the assembly for possible dates to, and it would be with the assembly, the manager, with Liz and Director Moreau, just to have this discussion about, do we want to do more? Do we want to go forward, or what do we want to do? So with that, you will be getting, the assembly will be getting a request from the clerk on possible dates to do that. Second item I want to talk about is that I want to thank, I also want to thank everybody for applying. It's very appreciative of all the comments and the concerns that folks have. Unfortunately, we can't serve everybody can't serve, and it's some tough decisions the assembly has to make to, on that. And I appreciate all the assembly for their candid discussion on that. The last item I have on that is, I think it's December 17th is our next meeting. 20th?
November.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. November, I missed it. Anyway, I've asked, one of the things I had a chance last week is to talk about the Big Beautiful Bill some, and Senator Sullivan will make a present, will be on Zoom and make a presentation to the assembly. At least that's what I tentatively know on the 17th. The assembly will have a chance, as I understand it, to ask questions. What I am going to ask the clerk to do is to send a note to all assembly members. And I've asked that if you have questions related to the implementation of that bill, that please send it to the clerk so that we can get, you know, clarification. I promised that we would forward that to Senator Sullivan so that he can, you know, at least answer some of those. And I think, as the manager and I talked about this morning, I would say the same thing for the staff. If you've got questions related to that, please send them to the clerk and when she puts that out. And so what we want to do is I'd like to focus it on what we need, you know, anything in that bill that we can help ourselves to move forward with, or to add clarification that might help, you know, our anybody in Petersburg. I'd like to be able to do that. And with that, are there any recognitions?
Mr. Mayor?
Yes,
I just have a question, Mr. Mayor. On that work session regarding housing, are we looking at December or January, or what are we thinking?
I think the clerk can correct me if I'm wrong. We were looking at a couple dates, possible dates in December, or possible dates in January.
And the reason I'm asking is, when we get ready to narrow that down, could we get a copy of that housing study that was done a couple years ago with some recommendations that went with it? Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
All right, moving forward. Recognitions. Does any assembly members have recognitions? Okay. Hearing none, do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Meeting is adjourned.